And welcome back. Welcome to Waffle Free Storytelling. It's Tina Constant here, and you know the jibber jabber's at the end, so we're jumping right into this really tiny little story called Everyday Magic. Now, Sontiki was only 6 when her grandfather gave her a pebble and pointed to a spot in the distance nestled in the side of a hill, and he said, "Take this pebble and put it next to that baobab tree. Then come back, and I will have breakfast ready." Being 6, Sontiki was glad for the game. So she ran through the bush, and she put the stone next to the baobab tree, and she ran back to her grandfather's house. The next day, her grandfather said the same thing. "Sontiki, take that stone and put it in the pile next to the baobab tree." And Sontiki did. The grass was long and the thorns were sharp, so to make the run fun and easy, she cut the grass back and she cut the branches back and she made a path. Day after day, Sontiki's grandfather made the same request. Some days she didn't feel like doing it, but she loved the old man so much that she did it anyway. Day after day, year after year, Sontiki took that stone from her grandfather and put it in the pile next to the baobab tree. Naturally, walking to and from that pile every day, Sontiki began to think about what she might do with all of those stones. And her first thought was to build a house. So every day she took the stone her grandfather gave her, and instead of putting it just in a pile, she made a mixture of sand and water and pebbles and straw, and she began to build a wall. It wasn't long before the house was beginning to take shape. Every day she told her grandfather what she had built and what the room was going to be and all the life that would happen inside it. Oh my, it was beginning to be a thing of beauty. After 15 years of that day-by-day build, Sontiki decided it was time to spend a night in that fine house. She had just put the roof on, you see, and the timing felt right. She was so excited and so nervous at the same time. She had never spent a night away from home. She tried to sleep, but every creaking gust of wind woke her. And it was just as well, because a lightning storm lit up the sky in the early hours before dawn, and like the gods had singled out Sontiki's house, a single strike set fire to the dry straw and set the whole house alight. With the night so dark, Sontiki could hardly see her way and the stars hidden by the clouds, Sontiki ran to her grandfather's house. "My house," she wailed. "All that work, year after year. My house has burned to the ground. I've got nothing left." Well, her grandfather laughed and sat her down by the kitchen table, and he said, "You'll build another house, Sontiki. And besides, it wasn't the house you were building all of those years, my child. It was the path to my front door." Okay, yeah, a little bit cheesy. But I tell you what triggered that story. I started a 5-year diary a year ago. So I'm into the second year. So I'm beginning to look back at what I was doing this time last year. And there are a few things where this time last year I was saying, "Oh, I haven't done that thing yet." And this time this year I'm still saying, "Oh, I haven't done that thing yet." And the daily action, the lack of daily action, is the reason for that. And so it has certainly made me stop and think. But then now, you know, looking at the story, it's so often we'll do these daily actions thinking we're aiming for that thing. But the daily action has actually led to something quite different, something we didn't expect, something we didn't think we wanted, but we certainly needed. So you never know. All you can do is plant the seeds and see what grows. Oh my gosh, what a beautiful day. All right, what are you doing? What's your mission? What do you need to do every day to get the thing or the vision or the mission that you really want? In the meantime, hug all the beautiful people you love and make peace for the ones that you don't love that much. That's okay. It's human. and then drop round to www.tinaconstant.com. That is constant with a K. And have a meander around. The site has changed, you will have noticed. All right, I will see you there. Join the fireside. It'll be fun to have you there too. And all right, see you next time when there's something else weird and wonderful from the Waffle Free universe. Bye bye now.